Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Reigning Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes is currently in concussion protocol, but is showing positive signs, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Mahomes was forced to leave in the second half of Sunday's divisional round win over the Browns. Now, he'll need, of course, to be cleared by an independent neurologist in order to play Sunday when Kansas City hosts its third straight AFC Championship game, this time against the Bills. As for that big toe injury that bothered Mahomes early in Sunday's contest, well, head coach Andy Reid thinks he'll be all right on that issue. Turning our attention now to the NFC title game, and boy, a chilly date with the pack in Green Bay is on deck for Bruce Arians and his Bucks this weekend. Better bundle up, too, because the weather forecast is for temps in the mid-20s and snow. Brr, that is Jim Cantore weather. Coach Arians was asked if it's difficult playing in the cold, frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
It's just a matter of staying warm on the sidelines, because when you're out there on the field, I don't know if anybody, every time I played in Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo, nobody was cold out on the field. You know, it's a matter of, it's more mental than staying warm on the sideline. Got all that technology now with heaters and everything else. So it's really not, it's different, but it's not that big difference.
Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy meeting with Houston for the head coaching position. The Texans also interviewing Ravens assistant head coach David Culley and Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus for the job, while Bucks defensive coordinator Todd Bowles spoke with the Eagles. According to Rap Sheet, the Lions hiring of Saints assistant Dan Campbell as their new head coach will likely become official on Wednesday after he finishes his players' exit interviews in New Orleans. In general manager news, former Panthers GM Marty Kearney met with Washington Monday and is the favorite to land the GM job, this according to Rap Sheet. The Ravens' ground game, boy, will look a lot different in 2021. The team informing running back Mark Ingram that he'll be released today. Ingram playing just two seasons in Baltimore, rushing for 1,000 yards in 2019, before being limited to just 299 in 11 games this year. Ingram thanking the team in an Instagram post, calling the Ravens a, quote, first-class organization. The team also waiving Robert Griffin III Monday after three seasons in the Charm City. The backup quarterback leaving, having spelled Lamar Jackson for about a dozen games, including two as a starter. His last appearance was cut short by what has marked his entire career, injury. A Rams source telling NFL Network Steve Wyche that Jared Goff's relationship with head coach Sean McVay is not great right now, and the two need, quote, marriage counseling. McVay would only say Goff is, quote, the quarterback right now when asked about his future Saturday. Backup John Wolford, who was called into action in Week 17 following Goff's thumb injury and did enough to get the Rams to the postseason with a regular season-ending win, could challenge Goff for the starting gig this offseason. Well, for the first time ever, the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis will have no in-person workouts. All interviews of draft prospects will be done virtually. Players will instead work out at their college pro days. In addition, the NFL is currently working alongside club physicians and trainers to develop a way in which to obtain, quote, comprehensive medical information on each of the invited prospects. In-person testing will be available for a certain number of prospects at designated locations, likely in early April. And be sure to download the latest episode of the Huddle and Flow podcast with Steve Wyche and Jim Trotter, as they're joined by former Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson. Megatron, hear what Megatron had to say about playing alongside our very own Nate Burleson. Can't wait to hear that. Well, my time is up, people. I'm Will Silva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Have a great day, everybody.